Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
The RFK Jr. hearing, which by all accounts, most people watching that said it did not go well. I'm looking at a report in The Hill, and they're talking to Senator John Fetterman, Pennsylvania's own. He was thought to be open to voting for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination to head the Department of Health and Human Services. But he now says that the nominee is in serious trouble. The quote, "I don't think it went well for him today. I don't think this was a good one," he said. After Kennedy sparred with Democrats on the Senate Finance Committee over his past statements and stance on vaccines. Now, Fetterman said after the hearing, he thinks Kennedy's nomination may be moot. "It's moot," he said when asked if he's still open to voting for Kennedy. "I'm not really sure how much support's going to emerge after that." Now, he said he had met with him twice already. He said, "I think we can all agree that was a really difficult performance. I'm not sure he'll even make it out of the committee." Senator Michael Bennett, Democrat from Colorado, was one of the Democrats who grilled Kennedy at his hearing, asking him about his comments on a podcast that exposure to pesticides could be causing more children to identify as transgender.
We can get to that. Do you want to hear some of this? I mean, it's a long clip, okay. But if you want to cut it off at any point, you let me know here. Here is Senator Michael Bennett with RFK Jr.
"Did you say that COVID-19 was a genetically engineered bioweapon that targets black and white people but spared Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people?"
I didn't say it was deliberately targeted. I just quoted an NIH-funded, an NIH-published study.
"Did you say that it targets black and white people but spared Ashkenazi Jews?"
I quoted a study, Your Honor. I quoted an NIH study that showed that.
I'll take that as a yes. I have to move on, Mr. I have to move on. "Did you say that Lyme disease is highly likely a materially engineered bioweapon?" I made sure I put in the highly likely. "Did you say Lyme disease is a highly likely militarily engineered bioweapon?"
"I probably did say that."
"Did you say that?"
"And that's what the developer of Lyme
disease
said."
"I want all of our colleagues to hear it, Mr. Kennedy. I want them to hear it. You said yes. Did you say that exposure to pesticides causes children to become transgender?"
"No, I never said that."
"Okay, I have the record that I'll give to the chairman, and he can make his judgment about what you said."
I mean, you could go on if you'd like.
It's crazy. He's a couple of times he said no when asked if he said something, and right. A transcript was read back to him where he did say it. It's just craziness. Right. This is a person who wouldn't even get close to any of the even lowest level positions at the Department of Health and Human Services. It's just crazy.
It's a new political landscape. Anything I think is possible. I will say this. I hate the. I don't care what party's asking the damn questions. It's like, "Did you say this?" "Well, shut my time." I hate it. I know that's
how
it works.
Well, here's the problem. You have 5 minutes it. and they're taught to stall. And it doesn't matter Republican or Democrat. They're taught to draw it out so that you can't get all your questions out. So no. I think you're better off in that case is to say, "Here's what you said and when you said it."
They don't, and it's the same thing.
And then they'd say yes or no, and then they make up, you know, he is desperate to get this job. He has talked about how he has prayed to be put in this position. It was a dog and pony show also. Did you notice when he walks in the clapping and like stuff like that?
Yeah, it's just so crazy now. Well, right. Yeah,
it's
all about
so
sound
crazy.
Clips.
In middle, a couple of times when he answered a question, all these claps ring out. I'm like, since when did this stuff start happening? Where you have an audience, like they now put people in so they can show that, oh, see, people agree with this guy. And it's so staged. It's so crazy. Anyway, yeah, things I don't think went so well for RFK Jr. But again, it's a big ask, I guess, for some of these Republicans to actually, you know, do the right thing and say, no, you shouldn't be anywhere near this position. That's just day one. There's another hearing that will be held. So it can only get better, I guess. 570-883-0098.
All right. Real quick, I just want to say, for the record, it's not that I think he's right for the job. I don't think he'll be good at the job. But I kind of am at this point now where, like, America voted. This is what we get. If this is what they want, I want to see it all play out without them going, but you blocked this guy. Let him get the job. Let's see what happens.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding you.
Are you serious? Because you know what? They didn't just vote for a president. They vote for people who are also supposed to be the gatekeepers and make good decisions. We didn't vote in a king where one person says, oh, you should do everything that I ask you to do. So no, we got a president that they voted for.
Right.
But I still hope the other ones do their job, which is advise and consent.
That's
your job.
I don't believe they're going to, though. They're not going to.
But fine. Don't say that you hope that they all just do crazy stuff.
I don't hope they do.
God knows they can't.
But if they do, I think people need to see that. No, that people need to see what happens.
Well, I'm glad you say that as the worst and most vulnerable people suffer.
I don't want that.
Some
of those people also voted for this. So I think sometimes.
And so we should punish them. I'm not like the other side where I want people to be harmed because they don't agree with me.
And I'm not for punishing anybody. It's just this is the reality we have now, and I don't.
Yeah, well, the reality is that they should do their damn jobs. Yeah. So hopefully the Republicans who say this is not appropriate will say, no, I'm not going to endanger Americans for my own political survival.
I'm not supportive of it.
What you think.
I'm not supportive of it, but I fully expect it to go through.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.